Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now at the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Fleet to remote out.
Manual
grid
control 5.
Roger, Charlie.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Crush Grooves with your host, the super fluffy flirt, La Crush Heart, and
Black Reporter.
And we are here for another fun-filled episode of Crush Grooves. Tonight is March 22nd, 2012. Officially spring, I might add.
And actually, it's spring across most of the country these days.
Meaning?
Well, it's seasonally hot. Except in the west, where that coast matter has started to nip in a little bit. I've been hearing about snow in Arizona and everything, so, you know, that might bite a little bit. But, you know, when you hear about 83 degrees in Buffalo, that's kind of a shock.
Yeah.
83 degrees in March, you know. Yeah.
We are here. Tonight, let me explain this, folks. Tonight is an extra Thursday in the month. This is the first month we've had an extra Thursday. Every other month we have a theme for the night show, but tonight we don't have that schedule. What did happen, I did have a fantasy limelight guest who was supposed to come in tonight. However, schedules got mixed up or whatever, whatever. And so he's going to be coming this Tuesday to the Adult Zone / Fantasy Limelight, and we're going to spotlight on him. Now, Tuesday was supposed to be Trifling News. We were supposed to get back on schedule. So unfortunately, we had to swap themes. So today, for the music selection, we're going to have voting. I don't know if you want to do voting, but we might just do voting between the original and the cover song. I've been asking on Facebook, Twitter, if you know original versus cover song, send us in. We got mad songs from people on my Facebook page and people that, you know, said they're going to come to the show. So it was a good thing, definitely a good thing. Shout out to Marva from Long Island. She gave us She gave us a list of songs.
Also,
we did say we're going to shout out people. So, shout out to Eye Candy Radio, Mrs. Eye Candy. She gave us a slew of songs right off the back. She was dot, 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 dot. Shout out to Stigs and the artist. He gave me a slew. Shout out to Priest Forever. He gave me his album, which is a remake, a cover album to hip hop. Shout out to who else we got? Do you know?
You give it all the ones that I can remember.
Oh.
You know. So.
And shout out to Mr. Garrett, Ramon Garrett from WLUV Radio. He gave us some songs. Our good friend Brick.
Now, I'm going to put this out there right now. I'm biased.
You what?
I'm biased. I'm going with originals. So,
you go with the originals?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm biased.
You're biased.
When there's a song that you grow up with,
uh-huh,
and you're that you listened to the majority of your life,
mm-hmm.
and you stuck with that song, like, for instance, Reasons, Fire and Desire from Rick and Tina, and they're both on from our world right now, but love that song.
Oh, I don't have that.
You don't have Fire and Desire?
Nope. I didn't add it.
Oh.
You say you don't even, why does it matter if you already picked the original, so defeat the purpose, right?
Okay.
Right. See, shouldn't have said nothing, I would have added it. And then, so we got the original versus covers, and then we have, as always, trifling news headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we share our stories from around the world that we've come across that is just like, really? You got to give them the turn to the head, look you dead in your face, no smile, no nothing, and just say, really? ? You know? So we definitely got to go, huh?
Did that really happen? Yeah.
Right. Did that really happen? Like, also, I want to say this too. If you are, if you have a show topic suggestion or idea and you want to present it to us, you can hit us up on phonefantasyradio.com or you can send it to the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or hit us up on any of the social networks, Facebook, Facebook.com/HeartsRadio or Twitter.com/PhoneFanRadio. I'll check it. I don't make any promises, so I suggest the website and the email address to make sure that I get it. Because, we love to be an interactive show. We love when people call us. We love when people participate. So we want to make it interesting and, topic that you will enjoy. 805-830-8320.
Or you can also call us at 347-855-7372 and leave a message there on the phone fantasy voicemail.
Yeah.
If you have an idea for a topic.
Yeah, you could do that, but like I said, hit the website and hit the email. Nobody calls us on our voicemail. What's the point of having it?
Okay. Okay.
Right. I feel neglected. Anyway.
okay.
Hi, Brent.
That's my first.
Hello.
My own
evening,
Brent.
Like,
no, you don't have to press 1. I'm
going to
bring you in here. You
got to
slide.
I know, but see, you need to let me know because I was just in here cussing up a storm. And you cut me on the mic and somebody here, effing mother, effing, I'm sitting here going off.
That's the best time, ain't it, Black Reporter?
Yeah.
That's the best time to let somebody on, catch them in the middle of the act.
That's why I came on hello. Talking about slow like did they hear that?
I muted you. Said it real slowly. Hello, Brick. What's
like,
up,
no,
Brick? How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good on a Thursday, chilling like a villain.
That's
I'm good.
Right. So you enjoying this spring-like weather? Well, it actually is.
Oh, yeah. I went out showing my ass today. See, I love the weather because I get to show my ass in the weather.
I know.
You know,
right.
So, yeah, I went out there shaking it today.
Oh,
shaking it. You know, cars is out with the blasting music. What?
What's more than boom-boom shorts?
Not even a boom-boom shorts. I'm just, you take the coat off, you throw the jeans on. You put the lip gloss on, toss your
right.
Hair in the wind.
My lip gloss is gone. Girl.
Exactly. You get the lips on, juicified, getting me out there,
Y'all know I love you.
You try to talk to you. You push your mouth all up with the lip gloss. You like,
mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I was shaking the hair, let the wind run through it.
So,
I was just behaving.
Just So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What's good?
Here's the thing. I actually downloaded it to BTR. A Swore song, the original, and the cover song. Black Reporter said I should play both back to back. I was thinking play the originals 1 hour and play the covers the next hour in that order, but I guess we'll do original versus cover, and then we'll get your opinions on them. I think we'll do it like that.
That's cool.
Right, we'll get your opinions on them, and in between our sets, we'll be giving you trifling news. We got trifling news. I got a couple of articles already that I was just like, that's a show topic. It's crazy. It really is crazy. So, Black Reporter, do you want to start off with trifling news, or do you want to start off with music? What you want to do?
Start off with music.
You want to start off with music?
Yeah, we've been music shy lately.
Huh?
We've been music shy lately.
Music shy? All right. So, since we start off with music, I did not upload one of my favorite songs. I did not do it. So, on that note, because it is a remake, somebody did remake it. So, on that note, I don't know which one came first. However, I got a good one for y'all. You got to start this brother off, because his just the first note just gave me chills when I heard it. And I love this song ever since. So, without further ado, here's our first original song.
I've been loving you.
I had to start off
too long to stop now.
Down on the knees and be I've been loving you too long to stop now.
Original versus cover. The original was Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You Too Long, versus Feel, I've Been Loving You Too Long. That was Feel.
That was cool.
Black Reporter, what you think? Would you give it? I know you said originals, but what do you think of Feel's version anyway?
I didn't realize that I was Feel.
Yep. His latest album is all covers, and I didn't know that. I heard A Change Is Gonna Come, what he did with Sam Cooke, and I think he did a nice job to that. But you know, all the songs on here actually covers on his latest album.
Can you read me some of the other songs on the album?
I sure can. He did A Change Is Gonna Come.
Okay.
Which was Sam Cooke. Right.
Uh-huh.
He also did I'm trying to think of the people. He did James Brown, It's a Man's World.
Okay, James Brown, yeah.
Right, he did that. He also did I Can't Stand the Rain.
People.
Right. He did Here I Am, Come and Take Me.
Is that Al Green or?
Look, that's your department.
I can hear the song played, but I can't remember who made it.
I don't know. I didn't look that up. It's All Right. He did It's All Right. I know the song too. I know the beat. I'm hearing it in my. Oh my God, it's a fast song, Black Reporter. Well, you know it if you heard it. Anyway, if you don't know me by now. If you don't know me right now, Knock on Wood, I'm Still in Love with You, Free, Stand By Me, and People Get Ready. People Get Ready. Oh, yeah, I know that one. Okay.
Didn't he do Let's Stay Together?
Nope.
Are you sure?
He didn't do it on his album. I don't know if he did it.
I saw the video. That's why I thought, because I know you had a new album out, but he was saying Let's Stay Together with Al Green on the... I don't know, I could have sworn I saw him singing that. He was advertising his new album by singing that song.
Mm-mm,
I'm surprised it's not on there. Maybe I saw something different. I don't know.
Well, he did. I know they had a single that A Change Is Gonna Come with Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
And I know he did this one that I just played. But, Brick, what do you think? You know.
Ain't nothing beating Otis. I'm sorry.
Right. Ain't nothing. That first note, get it from me. I agree. Otis.
I did not like
Steel's nice
version at all.
I actually thought you were going to play your song, Crush. And that was kind of a nice surprise when you threw that one down.
Right. I didn't download my song. That's what I said.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't download my song. And people that don't know, my song is Major Harris. Love on
Your
Hair. Right. I didn't do it. I didn't download that song. Why? Because I forgot, to be honest with you. But there's another one, too, that I didn't even know was a remake. I have another one on here. I got a couple of them, though, that I didn't even know was an actual remake. And I'm going to say this. All the songs are R&B. If you don't like R&B, you ain't going to like this show.
Yeah.
That's it. All the songs are R&B. I wasn't trying to look for no hip-hop. I didn't do all that. All the songs are fairly slow.
In other words, classic R&B.
Yeah, classic soul R&B, today's R&B, you know. But, okay, so we're going to go with the first trifling news of tonight. I'm going to give you the first trifling story that I came across, actually within the last couple of minutes, when we first started the show. Facebook does it again, folks. Facebook does it again. Facebook, the destroyer of marriages, has come between yet another couple, which finds themselves 60 days apart from each other. Let me tell you what happened. Doyle Hardwick has to do 60 days in jail. Let me tell you what his charge was. His charge was the misuse of 911. Let me tell you what he did. Well, he wanted to cruise Facebook in peace. But what to do with his wife? Well, get her drunk so she go to bed. Of course, it didn't work. He gave her 8 beers. He had 4. So the next best thing that he could do was call 911. Yes. He calls 911. The deputy arrived, and he explained to the deputy, quote, unquote, his wife was supposed to go to sleep after he gave her the beers because that was their agreement. In his words, he said, I just wanted someone to make my wife do what I want her to do. Quote unquote. Right. He was arrested for the misuse of 911. He has to do 60 days in jail. He didn't show up, but he finally turned himself in. Found out that he actually did a 10-day sentence for being charged with the same crime 2 years ago. He apparently kept calling 911 to report neighbors shitting into old vehicle fuel tanks for the past 3 weeks. And he asked police for a ride. that's my first, like, you get it, black boy. Turn your head, and you look at him with a straight face, and you go, really, really, dude? Like,
you had to go there, huh?
Okay. I went there. We got Marva in the chat room. What's up, Marva? She's hitting me up with some stuff. She said, do you think that when you go food shopping and you eat the food as you're shopping, but it's finished before you get to the cash, before you get to the cashier, is that stealing? Or will you hold on to the, because you ate it already, would you hold on to the container and give it to them so they can scan it and you can pay for it?
That brings up an interesting question. I mean, if you take like grapes,
right,
out of the fruit section,
mm-hmm,
and munch them as you go through the store,
that's nasty.
You tell the cashier.
That's nasty. But I've done that before. I've been like in the store, and especially Pathmark, like a big store.
Yeah,
I'll go into the store, and if I'm thirsty, I'll get a Pepsi. I'll open it, drink it while I'm shopping, and then I'm giving her the empty bottle to scan because
yeah,
I believe all this
yeah
is the best policy. Or if I'm in the store and I have to blow my nose, I go get a box of tissues and open it and have them scan the open box. I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
yeah
the point. If you're going to purchase it anyway, I don't see no harm in it. But you
right
got some people, like when you go to BJ's or one of them wholesaler clubs,
uh-huh,
they be in there eating everything up, and it leaves an empty container sitting there. You know,
mm-hmm,
like, I mean, that's why I don't go to the BJ's in the hood. Because
mm-hmm
they open it up, like, I guess they say, ooh, what this tastes like? Ew, that's nasty. They leave the open thing sitting right there. That's
mm-hmm
why I don't go to ghetto wholesale BJ's now. But I've done that part of it. As long as you pay for it, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
For those of you on the West Coast, we're talking Costco's and Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, right.
That's what they got out there.
You know what I like? You know what I love about those places? When you first walk in, you either see a real big flat screen TV, like 60 inches, or you see a
yeah
big rampant piano. Like, why am I seeing mattresses when I first walk in? That's like... I went to Sam's Club for the first time. And when I first walked in, there was a fucking baby grand right at the front door with a big old ticket sign. And I'm looking around like, okay.
Ooh, you just get on there and play it? Y'all like stuff like that.
Right, like, okay. And then right next to it, like, it had a list of, it was like the electronic section or something like that. And
yeah
I'm like,
you always
okay
enter through electronics.
Right.
The
I don't
food
know all of them.
The food is all yeah the way through the back of the store.
Right.
The food, yeah, it's always in the back of the store, the food.
Right.
But all the electronics
like,
come in.
We was coming for popcorn. What the hell? So we
yep
buy popcorn and stuff like that. Big old boxes of stuff. But that's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
So she said she'd be used as a topic suggestion or just a random thought. So she thought it'd be a good topic.
I have random thoughts all the time.
Right.
I get random thoughts all the time.
Now, I just want to bring up a real quick trifling news story. Did I bring up the last time we had trifling news? Did I talk about the Google Views story about a man in his yard?
No.
Okay. Google Views, for those of you who don't know, is a view of any particular address you want to look at. What Google does is they put a camera on top of a car which drives through a neighborhood, and that will be the last view of that they've taken of that particular address. Well, this one address in England, no, I'm sorry, in France, Google Views got this man peeing in his front yard. and he's trying to sue Google. I mean, they blurred his face out, but people in his small French village know who he is and know, you know, even though he's behind
saw
the gate.
Saw him with his wing-wing out peeing in his yard.
Pardon me?
So they saw him with his wing-wing out peeing in the yard.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
what?
He's trying to sue because they invaded his privacy?
Exactly.
Well, you couldn't just say that.
I'm saying. But I hope so.
Now
but
we're
you know what? That's
the,
nasty.
We're going to give you the head to the side, and we're going to stare at you with no smile on our face, and we're going to say, really, Blacker Water? How you heard trifling news just to be
trifling news.
Right. It's trifling news, but you just trifling with it. Right.
That was a trifling delivery.
Right.
Yeah, deliver it with some
gee whiz. So as you were talking, I came across another story. Once again, I've said this before, I say it again, you never know who's paying attention to this show. With that being said, a juror was, she went to jury duty. She was called in for jury duty. And she told them she had rollers in her hair, mishmash socks. She was dressed to the, you know, she was dressed with the heavy makeup on. She was dressed for the part. She said, I broke out of domestic violence in the military, and I have a lot of repercussions. One is post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh,
well,
I think I saw that story.
Well, she's a published author and cosmetologist. Her name is Susan Cole. She faced felony charges after allegedly bragging months later on a radio program that she fabricated the alleged ruse to duck jury duty. Right. Like,
no, she did.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
You see, it just goes to show you. There is no cheating the system. It always catches up to you. The system ain't no joke. I mean, she faced post-traumatic stress just to get out and do a jury duty, right?
Mm.
And I'm like, just do the damn jury duty and leave. I mean, it's tedious. It's sickening. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
It, trust me. It's sickening. But it's just worth it. They don't call you again for 3 more years after it's done. The more you put it off and put it off and put it off, you're going to mess around, and then you're going to be like, you know, get caught at the worst time. It's going to be your last chance. You're going to have to do it. And then you're going to be like, damn, now I'm stuck. Just get it over with. I got mine over with. I was sick of it. I was like, goodness gracious. Leave me alone. But if anybody that gets called for jury duty, just do it. Damn.
That's done with it.
Okay.
Jury duty.
You're driving down the highway, and you look over to the right. You know, you're looking at the sign, you look over to the right, and you see this slogan, cheat on your girlfriend, not your workout.
What that mommy again?
Right. Cheat on your girlfriend, not on your workout. Well, that was an ad that Reebok gym affiliated with the brand in Germany, which was intended to motivate with that slogan, but instead, you know, consumers gave backlash and they had to pull the ad down and said, you know, they had acknowledged that it was offensive. You know, really? Really, people?
I'm saying.
You know, that's definitely get a really.
Saying.
That really gets a really. And your head tilted to the side. So,
yeah.
You know, that was our trifling news. Okay, so.
I got more.
Huh?
I got more, too.
What I'm saying is, you know, that's our trifling news for now. We're going to get back into some music because we got a lot of music. I got a lot of music here that I want to play. I'll try to make it a little upbeat. I'll try to find something, a little snappy this time.
Less depressing.
That song is hot.
I've been loving you.
I love that song. That song is hot. I say, I love that song.
I love it.
I like it, but I'm like, okay. All right.
That's one of them songs you go into a club at 2 o'clock, at, no, I'm sorry, at 1:30 in the morning, and there's only a handful of people in there, and you ask for, that's one of those, let me cry my rum and coke songs. That's a, yeah, that's a beginning.
That's a last call song.
Right. Well, you know in their area, last call is at 2 o'clock for them. Everything shuts down at
2 o'clock. Last call is 10:30. Like, last call. We
just
leave for the club.
But they open up like 6 though. They open up like
6 o'clock. Club be popping.
Afternoon, like right after work, they go out and going to the club. You going to the club? You just got off of work.
Man, we be leaving for the club at 10:30.
Happy hour be at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Happy hour. I don't know.
At 4.
Oh. Okay, so I'm gonna play this next song. We're gonna come back, and I wanna know y'all honest opinion about this song. Like I said, trying to give y'all a little bit more beat. So here goes some Shaka.
Shaka.
Got your head to play. That's the way.
I have to give y'all some trifling news right now. This just in. I didn't upload my cover song for that song.
Well, it's always good to hear Yvette Marie Stevens, okay?
Who? Well, right.
Shocker.
right. I was a little slow.
Her government name.
Right. So, I did not upload her song, her cover song. But somebody did do the song, and I don't like it. That's what I said, pay attention, because I don't like the cover song. I'm going to see if I can get it for y'all and, distract y'all a little bit. So, Black Reporter, share with us another trifling story. Make sure it's a long one.
Okay. Spanish city leaders are thinking of selling land, property to use to grow weed to erase a city debt. And,
yeah.
Pardon me?
No, I'm saying right. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, they are thinking about selling this 5-acre property that the city owns to sell weed for personal use.
Right.
So the city can erase its multi-million euro city debt.
All right. So, folks, I'm about to get real ghetto on y'all. We're about to do this official tissue style. I'm going to let y'all hear it. But I got to go, I got to do how I do. So, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Shaka song?
I know everyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got that too. I think we have that. All right, folks. Y'all not going to hear me for a minute, but I'm going to play it for y'all, because I want y'all to hear this song. I want y'all to hear the version so I can get y'all opinion on it, because I think it sucks. I love Mary, but there's certain things you just need to leave alone. You really do. Let's leave it alone. We'll see. All right. Here we go. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, of course, you're playing the original first, as always.
No.
No?
No. I just played the original.
Oh.
Did I not?
Yes, you did. Okay.
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 Alright, you got a cover. You like it? Can you hear it?
Thank you.
Marvin said, sound like she was bored singing. Like, this is, you know, she didn't put no feeling into it. You know, you ain't like, yes, and you know Mary got it. You know Mary
yeah,
got it.
Exactly.
Like, I know, Mary, you could have
yeah.
done so much better on that song. You know, you could have gave us a, you know how you be doing, Mary. So, I
well,
think
she could have made it her own, which she didn't.
Right. It's like some of the notes she was trying to do as Shaka, like, you know, the way the pronunciation, stuff like that. So, I think that's what it was.
And then we got that stupid clown in the background. Yeah. You know, come on. It was horrible. You ain't hear Rufus in the background with Shaka. He just let her go.
Right.
You know, this one.
Right.
Bad boy. Diddy. Every 5 seconds, shut up. It was garbage. You see, that's why that was never played on the radio. It was crap. Mary ain't proud of that. She probably upset
Mary,
you played that.
You're right. They like, really, Mary? I don't know.
Mary probably like, no, she didn't crush. Why you had to go there, crush? The worst one. I hated that song, crush.
And
you know what? The thing is, Mary did some cover songs. She got Misty Blue, I'm Going Down.
Oh.
Right. She got some awesome cover songs out there, but I just wanted to bring a little controversy to the
girl.
To
that
the,
was horrible.
That you
wanted to bring the fire with that one.
Right. I did not download it like I was supposed to. I apologize. I thought I did though. Oh, I know. I had to, you know, I had to do something. Oh, whatever. All right.
Girl,
so
we want to hang up. We want them to call in.
805-805-830-8320. That's the number to call in. Share your thoughts. Hang out with us. We having just a good old time. This is the original versus cover song / trifling news segment. You know, we're just having good times right now on the radio, because that's how we do.
Yes, yes.
On
a Thursday night. Please tune in Tuesday night for Fantasy Limelight, where we spotlight J.G. Juggernaut, spoken word artist. He got some awesome work. He's coming out with a new album soon.
Mm.
He may give us the exclusive because we special like that. So please, if you can, support us on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. What are we doing Monday, Brick? What you got scheduled for Monday?
Well, love, I'm glad you asked me.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, I'm going to perfect that damn accent. Monday, we have a bunch of celebrity nonsense going on. We have something like you're having now, but it's going to be totally celebrity talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about all the nonsense. We're going to talk about this new show that's supposed to be coming on VH1.
Oh.
I don't know whether y'all heard about that one. This one is supposed to be with the exes.
I did hear about that.
It's going to be called Hollywood Exes. And it's going to have the ex.
That.
Yes, it's going to have the ex. Prince's ex, Maite Garcia, R. Kelly's ex-wife, Prince Will Smith's ex-wife, and it's two others. Jose Canseco's ex-wife. I don't know where she came from. But it's going to have all of these ex-wife. And, Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole. All of them are going
to
be on a reality show. It's coming on VH1. We're going to talk about that in depth. Because, you know, that's going to be some hot mess right there. We got other celebrity nonsense we're going to be talking about. So I got a whole bunch of stuff. So come on in Monday. Come on in the Bricks House. Monday, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. We're going to get it crack-a-lacking.
Right.
And we're going to play some music this week. We ain't playing on that.
Right.
We're going to play some music. Yes.
Are we going to be talking about the news that broke today as far as Whitney Houston was concerned?
Black reporter, well, of course, it's news. We must talk about the old bird, God Bless the Dead. I like that
all
bird.
Right,
right
so,
yeah.
So we'll just
we'll talk about Whitney.
We'll leave that. Then we'll leave that for. Because I was going to put it to trifle news, but we'll leave that for Monday.
No, you can go ahead and trifle that, child. We can still talk about it Monday. Girl, let me talk about news on Monday.
I want to bring something else. You reminded me when you said reality show coming up on VH1. Now, when I did watch TV, because I've been on the TV strike for the last couple of months, when I did watch TV, I used to watch, you know, TLC used to be one of my favorite channels. Because TLC had all the clean sweep, and it had all the trading spaces, and, you know, all the design shows, Doug and Paige and all of whatever, whatever. Well, TLC is coming out with a new show. And it's called My Strange Addiction. Now, I don't know how new it is. I really don't know. But I was looking at some of the clips that they have on the TLC website, tlc.discover.com. And the first thing that I heard was about this lady named Carrie. Carrie has been drinking her own urine for four years.
She finds
a big company and drinks about five glasses of urine a day. She brushes her teeth with it. All of the above. Okay. But that's not the kicker, folks. The kicker is she bathes in her urine and all that. Right. They have urine baths and all that. But this is not the kicker. The kicker is that they have so much weirdoism. Like, where are they finding these people at? They got somebody who's addicted to drinking gasoline. Okay? They got someone who is in love with his car. Like, literally, he's in love. Like, he told his parents, this is my new girlfriend. And it was his car. We got another girl who's an adult baby. Now, I know about that. That's a fetish, so I know about that. Somebody else who likes to eat dirt. Like, they really, somebody else who's eating her dead husband.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right. So, really, you know, really,
well, I think
whole,
these people exist all around us, you know, and you probably be surprised to know the funny shit your neighbor do. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree. But this is just, it's just to the extreme. Like, really, nigga? Like, do you really? Like, you know, the thing, Marva did bring this up, you know, before as me and her was chatting. You know, she brought this up before about talk shows. And, you know, before this whole, you know, behind-the-scenes reality TV thing became popular, talk shows was like reality TV for us.
Exactly.
And she brought up an interesting question. Is it real or is it fake? You know, some of the stuff that you see on reality, on talk shows, is it real or is it just entertainment? You know, you know, so I think we'll be talking about that very soon. So, you know, we'll be doing a little bit of research and talking about that really soon.
Well, right, I mean, we can always go the Maury route. I mean, are there that many dads who swore and claimed that it's not theirs and everything, and have to get on a TV show to get their name cleared, and when it's still not cleared, it's still denied.
In defense of those men, a DNA test is very expensive. I mean, it is quite expensive. And to test a whole bunch of men, you know, that can be quite expensive.
Right.
So I'll say it like this, with the whole reality thing, just real quick, in my opinion, I think it's real, but the thing about it is that the question you should be asking is, are these people for real?
Right.
Because I think the talk show, they don't set out to mislead people. I think people just want to be on TV so damn bad that they make things up. Like, I personally know somebody who's been on Maury about three or four times.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And they do it, it's like a little racket they do. They got a teenage daughter, they do this, they go around the talk show circuit, and they do it for the hotel room and amenities that come with being on the show. Because they do give them a little something for a period. It ain't that much. It's about $500. But they do give them something for showing up and cover their hotel and airfare and all that other stuff. So it's like a little mini vacation for them.
Right.
To be totally
Good
honest.
Grief. Good
grief.
That's what they do to take vacation. I kid you not.
All right. You know, so it sounds like that would be an interesting topic, Black Reporter, for the show.
Yeah.
Right now we're at the top of the hour. 10:04 on the East Coast, 9:04 Central, and then 3 hours on the West Coast.
so we're gonna continue on.
Some of the stuff, like I said, I've been collecting things, collecting songs, stuff like that, and you know, some of the stuff you know of, some of the stuff you haven't heard in a long time. So right now we're gonna go to the next song break. It's another classic soul, you know, thing going on here, because that's how I roll. And here go the official Sam Cooke.
Oh.
Oh, shadow come. Ooh, yes it is. I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the cloud. It's been a long time coming. I know change has gotta come. Oh yes. Time I will go to my brother. Oh, I've asked my brother, will you help me see? Oh, he turned me down, and then I asked my dear mother. Oh, I was in labor, try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Dear mother, oh man.
Do you know who the other guy was?
Actually, I didn't know Sam also.
Nope. Brick, do you know who the other guy was? Brick, you still with us? Okay. Out of Baton Rouge,
Louisiana. I don't know who that was. I'm still here.
Oh, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's the 225. Coming in all late. What up, Lady C?
Hey!
Yeah, it's... I had to sneak that
only
in.
Only person I know who can laugh at being late.
Right. That's what we can ask. And we also have another Brooklynite who's been calling to the show very faithfully, a sexy dark skinned brother by the name of. What up, Chef?
Hi. How you doing? I'll say bye.
What's up?
We good. So nobody know who that second cover who the cover was?
No.
I don't know who that was. That was the big Otis.
Otis?
There you go, Otis.
Oh, Otis.
Otis.
Wow.
I was shocked too.
So he did it twice.
No, I played Sam Cooke version.
Sam Cooke.
And then
the
I did the
and Over the Threaded
Redid.
Right. Wow.
Right.
And actually, I think
now we're voting. Which one would you, original or the cover? they're concerned about it, and this is basically their attempt of trying to change, self-imaging, you know, how the media helps you, you know, perceive yourself. They fashion industry is brutal, and they said the girls look like they dead. They look like dead girls, or you just skin and bones.
Damn.
What do y'all think? I don't think it's trifling news, but it's trifling news.
In a way, it is. In a way, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're looking at like, damn. I mean, it's like they trying to starve themselves to death.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are, yeah.
Most models do. They don't look. They nibble, and they most normal models they don't want to. They don't want them if they have any fat on them. They want them to be so skinny to fit into the smallest size.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they put. That, like you say, it's a good story because they do make the youngsters know you got to be this skinny to be considered gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what society has put on our young girls and stuff. You know, you got to be,
right.
You know, super fine, super thin to be considered fine.
So my other question is, should they adapt something like that in the United States?
It would probably never happen. It would be nice because most of the time you look at these models, they've been anorexic. They go into bulimia, anorexia, and they've got to go for rehab to try to get back to just be able to eat.
Right.
You know.
So, what are your thoughts, Brick?
Well, I think that there should be something like that here in the United States because this world is, what I find so funny is that everybody is just obsessed with, fashion is
mm-hmm.
obsessed with this skinny frame, this European
mm-hmm.
frame. It's
mm-hmm.
like they're obsessed with looking like they do in Europe. And
mm-hmm.
guess what? In Europe, they look just as swarthy as they do here in the United States. So
yeah.
I'm wondering who is wearing these clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go over there, mm-hmm. anything I've seen about those countries, they wearing like, you know, dresses and that look like, you know, old grandma dresses. And
mm-hmm.
they're not wearing this couture stuff.
Right, they're
and you look outside on the street here, exactly.
Right.
You look on the street here, they're not wearing that couture stuff either. So I'm like, where is it? It must be either in St. Bart's or some island in France that it's cool to be this skinny. Because everywhere you go, there are big people. There are big frame people. So I think that that's something they should implement because it's not healthy to be seeing somebody's rib cage, okay, and to seeing someone's
right.
ribs. You can actually see food traveling through their body. It's disgusting. You ever see somebody with such a skinny neck? You can actually see them chew and see the food go down their throat.
Right.
That's sick. It's disgusting. And I think that these kids are out here trying to obsess and look like that. And that's not even the standard norm. We are obsessed with looking European. And I don't understand where that shit came from, to tell you the truth. So I think it's something that they need to have here. They do. They seriously do.
We have a we have another caller real quick, Black Report. Let me get this caller on from the 917-396. State your name, where you calling from?
It's me, your boy Stephen B from East New York.
What up, Stevie B?
What's up, Stevie B?
We haven't heard you, Eon. What's up, baby love?
What's good, baby love? I've been busy. I've just been real busy a lot lately.
Okay. Well, we are sharing original versus cover songs. Black Reporter, what you wanted to say real quick before I continue on?
I wanted to say that leads into my typing news story, and you couldn't have brought that at a better time.
Okay, wait, hold on. Don't go to your story just yet. because I want to get Stevie B's opinion. You know, Stevie B is a man of many, many, many opinions and viewpoints. So, share with us, did you hear the story I read about the skinny man in Israel?
I definitely kept up on that.
Okay.
It's great because, like it was stated before, so many of y'all young people want to portray this image of they have to lose the weight, especially young girls that want to get into modeling. And it's crazy because when modeling was very popular during the 1940s, when everybody wanted to look like Marilyn Monroe, she wasn't skinny.
Right.
I said all these girls want to portray the Marilyn Monroe image, but she wasn't skinny.
Right.
She was now size 14.
Right.
Now they got these girls out here damn near starving themselves to portray an image that is not realistic, that's not healthy at all,
mm-hmm.
and then it puts subconscious on a lot of these kids, and you wonder why a lot of these actions of bullying and picking and all this going on in schools and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But
it is great that it happened in Israel. Reality, we know we're not going to see it in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
United States sits on the image to make money, and they use this image to do. They're just going to keep with the image. They don't care about what's the norm. They like that we fight to portray an image that is not realistic at all.
Right.
And you know, like said, when you go to Europe, a lot of these fashion clothes is not getting worn out there. Because
mm-hmm.
I had traveled through Europe. Now, Europe, you do got the European skinny look, and they wear them, sit there, and not eat and smoke cigarettes and drink coffee all day to have this skinny image. But most of them clothes get bought up by folks that's way out of our income range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only the rich folks buy all this fashion stuff up and these couture outfits up to wear for their little galas and parties. This is not no everyday norm things you're going to see outside the street.
Right.
It's ridiculous of the image they betray for our little girls out here.
Yeah. Chef, do you have a comment?
No, I agree with anybody what they're saying because it's not a good image that they're betraying for the most part. And I'm not sure whether they should implement it, but I think a lot of fashion houses should start doing that.
Right.
Because, like, they do sell big girl clothes. If you go to Lauren Taylor on the top, on the, what is it, the 11th or 12th floor, that's where they sell the big girl clothes.
Right.
Why is it all the way up there? I don't know. But
right.
They do sell big girl clothes.
Right. People don't like to walk up the stairs, so I don't understand it either.
Yeah, I don't understand it. That makes no sense. But, yeah.
I don't get it.
This is not the image they really want to sit there and promote all the time. The most of the image is have to be that size 6'0" or that size 2, and
they have
to be this certain look and image and body type and height, and it's crazy because a lot of like, you know, fashion change every season, and now it looks like fashion is going a retro look of stuff in the past, and,
right.
and the biggest model icon is, like I said, Marilyn Monroe, and
right.
she wasn't a little skinny girl.
Right.
Yeah. But if she was still alive now, they would have considered her an average set woman. Which
right.
is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they would consider her a full figure model.
Yeah.
I have seen new articles in newspapers where they consider women of average height and average weight full figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know. And
so,
they're
yeah.
actually coming out, I was just going to say, they're actually coming out with a new description of what a BBW is supposed to look like. And I mean, well, we won't go there.
We got Marva in the chat room once again. Shout out to Marva from Long Island holding us down in the chat. She says she's only 5'2". And she weighs 134 pounds. So that's kind of big. That's kind of big for 5'2", actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for the height, yeah.
Yeah, for 5'2", that's kind of big, Mama. Mama's shapely. Ooh.
And you know, you see, when you come to something like that, you also come to waist size and breast size and
right.
Hips, things like that.
And we have Bomani Spearman in the chat room as well, and he said Betty White was a pinup girl, and she was also full figure. Mm. Nice. We need to go Google Betty White.
Google that, yeah.
Right, we gotta Google that. Like, I don't believe it. You know? No. okay, so we're talking about trifling news. Black Reporter, what you got?
I was getting ready to say that that story leads right into my next story about this sister girl who went out to get her morning bagel and her morning coffee and everything. And on the way home, she put her cell phone in her bag, in her Starbucks bag.
Right.
And after she got done with the Starbucks, she threw the bag away with the cell phone in it. So what does she do? She goes dumpster diving. Well, actually, I should say correctly, trash chute diving for her cell phone. And they had to get her out. They didn't exactly say what was her size, but they said she was a full-figured sister. And she had some scrapes and everything, but nothing major. But
okay.
The police and the fire department did have to come and extract her.
All right. Okay, folks, I'm gonna warn y'all ahead of time. I need y'all to do this for me just real quick. I need y'all to move your headphones from away from your ears. Turn down your speaker. Because this deserves the alarm. Right. This deserves the alarm. Now, Black Report, I'll give you the alarm for the simple fact that that has nothing at all to do with the story I just told. That has nothing, ladies, am I wrong? That has nothing to do with a band of skinny models in Israel, Black Report. What?
Black Report.
You know,
yes, Lacey.
What are you tripping
off? What are you?
I do have some supporters.
What? Marva, I don't know, Marva. I don't know how. I don't know. Hey, Spearman. Oh, BQ Spearman. Okay. What's up, Spearman? Thanks for checking out the show. Oh, right. Anna Nicole Smith, who was a full-figure model as well. Right.
Yeah.
So, once again, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. However,
before we move on,
I'm going to bring in our good friend from across the pond. What's going on, guys?
Hello, darling. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. How are you?
I'm all right, darling. How are you?
We're good.
Good evening, Russ.
I'm glad that you called
in,
Russ.
Hello, Black. Where are you, mate? All right.
Okay, I'm glad that you called in, Russ. Let us know. What's the ladies look like over there?
Hang on. I haven't said hello to Brick yet.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Hello, Brick. Hello, the crush.
Brick, the man is talking to you. Hello, Russ. Hello.
What, the birds in England?
Jesus, so is heaven.
All right, and we also have Lady C. We got Chef. We got Stevie. Hello, everybody else.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello, Lady C.
Right, there we go.
Hi.
Birds in England, yeah?
So, what you got for us, Russ?
Right, so you want to know about the birds in England?
Yes, I love that. Yes, I want to know about the birds.
Yes, I want to know about the birds in England.
I think they're just like the ones in America. You get skinny ones, you get... Hello?
Yeah, we're
here.
Yeah. You get skinny ones, you get big ones, you get medium ones. I don't know, a bit like steaks, really.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So,
but, I think it's the same as America, yeah. I mean, the thing is, you say that people in America want to be like Europeans, but everyone in England wants to be American.
Mm.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. That's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Right, yeah? Our celebrities, they get most of their moolah from England and those type of places. Actually,
yeah.
They're not as success. Like all the money they really make is coming from overseas.
Yeah, but
like people we don't forget about, they go overseas and you know they get royalty. You know they're like royalty across seas than they are in their own backyard. So I can believe that.
The thing is, I know in America, a lot of people in America think everyone in England is posh and got money and rich. But you know, I'm a normal person. We're like normal. We wear the same things you do. You know, I mean, you know. We're not like Simon Cowell or the Queen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, Marva said hello.
Hello, Marva, darling. How are you? All right?
I like the way you said hello, Marva. All right. So,
I was going to say to you know Shaka Khan?
Right.
Yeah.
I met Shaka Khan when I was a 10-year-old. Schoolboy. Seriously.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it was 1984. And it was a school trip to Top of the Pops in London. And Shaka Khan came over and she was playing I Feel For You. And I fell in love with Shaka Khan.
Right.
Yeah, I can see why.
I love black women anyway. I'm not interested in white women.
Oh,
you done got my girls all riled up now.
Oh, wow.
You done got my girls all riled up now.
Seriously, since I was 10 years old, I've never liked white women.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So Shaka Khan was the one that turned you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you fall in love with about Shaka Khan?
Her tits, her ass, everything, her face.
Yeah.
She's honest.
My kind of man. My kind of man.
See, at the time, Madonna was big, 1984, but I didn't like Madonna. Did nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked black women.
Right.
Wow.
That is a good species to like. No, I'm playing.
But I know the black women over there are rejoicing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel probably do a flip flop to the chat room.
Y'all are too much.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Okay, so let me ask you something, Russ. About the we were talking about the different sizes over there.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of? Okay, like you said, they try to be like Americans over here. How do they try to be like Americans over here? Because we're on this side, so I can tell you how they try to be like Europeans. But how do they try to be like Americans over there?
Well, baseball caps, New York Yankees caps, Giants caps, Raiders caps, whatever. Any football team, baseball team, like clothing. I don't know, New York Yankees shirts, T-shirts, or
saggy pants. Do you have that over there? The saggy.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen my photographs.
They wear their pants on the ground over there.
Yeah.
They wear pants on the ground over there.
Oh yeah.
Don't start.
Really?
You're lucky I got the black reporter.
Don't start.
Okay, so they wear the pants hanging down. And they wear the baseball caps, and how do the girls really try to be Americans?
Well, I mean, they just, I think they, a lot of them just copy the young ones. They just copy, like, MTV and all the videos, probably, you know. But, I mean, if you came to Brixton and Lewisham, mm-hmm. which is predominantly black areas in London, you would think you was in Brooklyn or the Bronx or Harlem.
Wow. I agree with
him.
I stayed with Brixton when I travel out there.
Oh, did you? Cool. All right. Yeah. See, the man knows. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brixton gives you the feeling of the Bronx, Harlem, and Flatbush all in one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
That's
nice. Yeah,
it
nice.
Was Harlem shaking and robbing you at the same time. All right.
Yeah.
We got an unknown caller.
Yeah, because we're out of the yardies.
Right. We got an unknown caller.
Yeah.
I think this is from the chat room. What's going on, unknown caller?
Hey.
Hey.
This is Marva.
Hey, Marva.
Hi, everybody.
Marva from the chat room.
Hey, Marva.
I wonder what made her call in.
y'all know I like y'all up in there. I've been hearing for a long time that the folks from the UK do, they are jealous of America. I've heard that.
Right.
A lot of times I've heard that.
Right.
So what Russ was saying, he's right about it. I've heard it so many times.
Right.
You know, they want the clothes and everything like that, everything.
Attitude.
You know, even the rappers from there seem to be getting it in too now, from out there.
Really?
Really good rappers, you know? Yeah, so they're really getting it in. UK is moving on in, you hear me?
Good girl, Martha. Good girl.
Thank you, baby.
So, Russ, do you have any New York paraphernalia? Do you walk around with anything New York?
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably laugh at me, but I've got all the hats, and I've got the, you know,
t-shirts.
Why don't
I laugh at you, darling? You got a Brooklyn t-shirt? I'm listening to a Brooklyn t-shirt.
Yeah, I'll have to take some photographs. Yeah. No, I've got the shirts, and I've got the jacket.
Yes, you have to. Listen, you want a Brooklyn t-shirt? We'll send you one.
Oh,
I have the cross sign for you.
Oh,
right,
lovely,
we'll
darling.
One that says Full Fancy Radio.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Take a big crayon and write Full Fancy
Radio. Darling.
I so you can walk around in a Brooklyn t-shirt and say, you know, two girls from Brooklyn, two birds from Brooklyn.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
But, all right, so.
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking at Russ's page, and Russ got a Kango hat on right now. Is this you when you was younger, Russ?
I was 14 years old.
Right.
Nice.
He got the big, what's that, BMW medallion? What's that right there, Russ?
Mercedes. That was
Mercedes,
Mercedes,
right. And he got the...
88, that was.
Right.
Let me find out, Russ.
And then he got flowers in the background.
That's
lovely.
And how old are you now, Russ?
I'm 38. 38.
How old? 38.
38?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That was a lifetime ago, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you know what? Did we ask Russ the question?
About?
We didn't get to ask you the question about the thug. Remember on Tuesday? I wanted to ask you, were you ever a thug, Russ?
I wasn't, no. I was a good boy. I was a good boy. But,
that's what the thugs always say.
Yeah.
That's what the thugs say. I was a good boy.
I'm stealing a picture, and I'm putting it on the website, Russ, because you're sitting here next to the NWA album, Ice-T.
Uh-huh.
You have on a gold rope chain, folks. He got on a rope chain. His hat is to the back. He's mean mugging the cam.
Yeah.
I want to take this picture. Right. I want to take this picture. Like,
yeah,
me mugging the camera.
You go
all right.
Ahead.
I know, right?
A thug with an English accent. My God.
They do exist.
Crazy.
They do exist.
So, Russ, you was never a hooligan?
No, I was a good boy, mate. I had a lot of friends who were. Do you know what I mean? But then I managed to get away from them and find the right crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. What's your name, mate? Sorry.
Oh, this is Stevie B.
All right, mate. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Wow.
So, we talking about this band. I got some more trifling news for you. Thanks to everybody that's online right now. We got Chev out of Brooklyn. You still with me, Chevy?
here.
We got Baton Rouge, Louisiana in the house. We got Lady C.
Hey.
We have New Iberia, black reporter. We can never forget him. We got Brooklyn Deep, y'all. Brooklyn is deep. We got Canarsie. We got Flatbush. We got East New York. We got Bed-Stuy. Brooklyn is deep on here, though.
We deep on here. We got it all covered.
We got it all covered. We got Russ over in England. We got Marva Long Island. And we got the drunken man himself. What's good, John H.?
I was wondering if John was going to show up.
John was what's
there.
What's up?
Hey, your friend from across the water says he likes black women. And, I got seen on, I got Chaka Khan's greatest hits. But I want to hit him with a question. Has he ever seen Norma Stitz?
Oh, good grief.
No.
You
just want to know
if he's ever
been
John. John likes Norma Stitz. Russ,
yeah,
Russ,
yeah,
do you know
yeah.
who Norma Stitz is? Russ, do you know who Norma Stitz is? I think we're losing Russ. Russ?
No, I'm in.
Oh, okay. Do you know who Norma Stitz is?
Who sisters?
No.
Can't help but miss her.
No, she's a Guinness Book World Record
the
largest natural breastfeeding. Her name is Norma Stitz.
All right. No, I've never heard of her, no.
Oh, okay.
Just look her website up. Your eyes will pop out.
Oh, will I? Oh, I'll have a look. Yeah.
Amen
to that, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on the Fantasy Limelight in 2010. Big shout out to NormaStitzProductions.com. You know, doing big things over there. So, John.
More ways than one.
John, what's going on with you, John? Columbus, sure, Ohio.
I'm under the weather, but I had to call in anyway.
Oh, John.
No, I'm all right.
You sound under the weather.
Right.
Yeah, man, I got the flu, man, which is stupid, and it's summer, too. All
right. Springtime.
Thanks, bro.
All right, so we've been playing some good music, original versus cover. Can we get like two more in there, folks? What do y'all think? Can we get some, we get, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Black Reporter? Can we get another before and after in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You going to know this one, Black Reporter?
Oh.
Huh?
Pardon me?
You going to know this one? I am so shocked that you didn't know the oldest. That really blew me away, yo. I was like, huh? Oh, wow. Where was you at when that was going on?
She talking to you, Black.
I, you know, that's one that I did not know.
Right.
Okay.
We know.
You know.
All right, I'm gonna hit y'all with something else. Try to find something a little upbeat. We didn't even attempt Marvin Gaye. Let's play some Marvin Gaye. We gotta put Marvin on there. We're gonna put Marvin on the map, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna get y'all vote original or the cover. I'm gonna play it. I don't know which one was the original, but we'll figure all that when we come back.
Okay.
Some of the guys.
I heard it through the grapevine. This is going to be our last call because I just realized the clock. Okay, so we're going to go real fast. Marvin Gaye actually recorded it first, but Gladys and the Night Pip ended up releasing it.
Gladys Knight and the Pip.
Actually, all together, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Right. And then the Temptations did it, too.
Right. And then, but, you know, as far as recording, Marvin recorded it first, and then Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded it second. They had just came to Motown. All right, so what do y'all think? Marvin versus Gladys, what's your vote, Black Reporter?
Yeah, you had to put me on the spot, huh?
Well, you are from that era, like you keep reminding us.
Yeah, I've always loved Marvin, but Gladys, hey, Gladys is my girl.
Okay, what you got, Chef? You heard both versions. You're not from the era, but I know you know the song. What you think?
Between them two songs, I say Marvin Gaye, but I think that used to be a song that every Motown artist used to perform. They used to record it. Multiple, it's like over five different versions that Motown artists recorded.
Lady C, what you think?
I like Gladys. I love Gladys Knight.
Gladys.
TVB, Gladys or Marvin?
Oh, man. That's a toughie right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Gladys.
Go with Gladys? All right. Russ, Gladys or Marvin?
It's apples and oranges, darling.
Huh?
It's apples and oranges. You can't, they're different, aren't they? You can't compare.
It was that close.
Black Reporter.
Black Reporter.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
You mentioned Parliament Funkadelic the other day ago, and I saw them live last year in London in concert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
With the whole show?
Yeah, brilliant. Amazing.
Yes. And on our next old school jam, we're going to play some Parliament.
Cool.
What you think, Marva? Marva, you in the room? What do you think, Gladys Knight or Marvin? And Brick, your thoughts, Gladys or Marvin?
I'm sorry, I have to give it to Marvin. I thought that his was smoother.
No.
You know, I like Gladys Knight and I love the Pips, but it's just hopping all over the place. And Marvin's was much smoother. I like the smoothness of it.
Okay.
It was like you could just picture him, you know, lean back, like, you know, talking to his chick, exactly how he's singing. You know, it was very smooth. I bet you wonder how I knew, huh? You know, it was real smooth. And Gladys was, you know, jumping around, and, you know, I like Marvin's better. I think his was more smoother.
All right, so I guess we got BQ Spearman in there. He's saying Marvin, and then we have Marva with the Gladys. Apples and oranges. Russ, you have a point. They're agreeing with you, Russ. I don't know what's going on in the chat room. And last but not least, John, what do you think?
Go with Gladys because I like it was a little more upbeat, honey.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
He's behaving himself. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so once again, thank you to everybody that eventually showed up. We appreciate the love and the support. Get better, get well very soon, John H.
If you come over and make me some tea and stick your finger in it, I'll feel much better, baby.
Oh,
a little honey and sugar.
Like I said,
and here
like
I was saying,
he was behaving until.
Right, until. All right, Lady C, it was a pleasure.
Coffee.
Big Chef. It was a pleasure. Oh,
Dude,
oh,
God.
I feel like I'm going to get sick now. I don't need to get sick.
Exactly. Don't you feel like you're going to get sick?
Yeah. Yep.
It was a pleasure. Russ, thank you, baby. Go get you some rest. We appreciate
you, darling.
Good night,
Rick,
Russ.
A pleasure. Marva.
Love you, darling.
Thank you, Spearman in the
love
chat
you,
room.
Love you, darling.
We had a good time. Maybe we'll do this again. Maybe we'll do this again because I still got more songs for the original versus cover. We'll be back here Monday, 8 p.m. for Brick House with the girl Brick. We'll be here Tuesday for the Adult Zone with Fantasy Limelight with JG the Juggernaut. And we'll be here next Thursday with Crush Crew, the School Battle. Old school versus new school. Old generation versus new generation. Black Reporter, you know your homework. Get me your songs in. And we're going to do this Thursday. It's going to be old school versus new school. Might still do the original versus the cover. We'll get back to y'all on that. Black Reporter, you got 30 seconds. Go.
What time there was, that ceased to be, that this is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is it here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go run and tell that one. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And until we meet again, you are in. And we are outie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.